Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Parents know that caring for children is a great joy, but it also can be challenging. In some cases, parents are not up to the challenge, and foster care programs may take over. There is a greater need for foster care services and more foster families in South Dakota. Foster care was the theme of a recent South Dakota Focus, and Larry Rohr has this summary.
In her State of the State message, Governor Noem asks South Dakotans to consider becoming foster parents. The guests on South Dakota Focus applaud the governor's request. Andrea Patzlaff of Children's Home Society says they are reaching out for more foster parents because the need is growing.
We continue to have classes regularly throughout the state. We even try to reach people individually if we need to go to their home and do one-on-one training. And we've also tried to make training easier for families. We have some in-person but also online options as well. Try to reach as many people as we can and make it easier for families. But unfortunately, the need is just there in our state. There's a variety of reasons for that. You know, addiction continues to be an issue with alcohol and meth use. And, you know, really foster care it's a place for children to go while their family is healing with the goal of reunification. And our hope is just to get as many people aware of that as possible.
Drug addictions are adding demand on the foster care system. And Virginia Weisler from the Department of Social Services says the greater need also complicates placement options.
The meth epidemic has just shattered so many families, and those children need to be safe. And so while their parents are seeking treatment or, you know, trying to work through their addiction, those children have to be placed. So it's either relative or foster care. There's a shortage statewide, but when a child can't be placed, for say in Rapid City, because we only have 99 foster homes, then that child has to leave their community, their school, their friends, their church, their culture sometimes, to move across the state because that's where we might have an opening.
Keeping siblings together and children in their community and culture is vital. But Virginia Wishard Lambert of Abbott House says the timing of placement is also crucial.
I think over the last 5 to 10 years, if you look at the research in general, it's really shown that children do much better if they can be in a family environment. And the sooner that we can get them to that environment, the better it is.
Better by adding a stable home environment. Organizations like Abbott House, Children's Home Society, and Lutheran Social Services and others are go-to for Weisler and Social Services, all working to make the best of a series of traumatic experiences.
They come into foster care often with traumatic events in their past, and then that removal is another traumatic event. And every time they have to move from foster home or to a group care is another traumatic event. And so really looking at all of us and all of the treatment providers to really be concerned about treatment and that it's focused and it's trauma-informed so that we're not doing more damage to children.
Foster families are intended to be a bridge, caring for children until they can hopefully return home. But Amy Witt of Lutheran Social Services says the oversight and support continues after families are reunited.
When those youth are returning to their home or with their family or with relatives, we work very closely with the worker through the department to make sure visits are happening. Our staff will do follow-up and check-in as well to make sure youth and those families have what they need in their home communities.
Back to the appeal from the governor for more families to consider becoming foster parents. Andrea Patzlaff of Children's Home Society says it truly is a family decision.
You know, really, I think the biggest thing when you're thinking about becoming a foster parent is considering how it will impact your entire family. So not just yourself or your spouse, but also your children. A foster family is being a foster family. It's an entire family that comes together. And there is an impact on the family system. And so just being aware of that. And we really do try to help educate families on that and provide resources and make sure that families are informed. But making sure your kids are involved in that discussion.
A discussion that Virginia Weisler says could be open to many families to consider.
You have to be 21. You can be single, you can be married, you can be divorced. You know, there's no requirement there. Income to meet the needs of your family. Training, 30 hours of training. You go through a home study. There are criminal background check requirements to make sure that the family is safe for that child. Some positive references. So the requirements are good because they provide safety for children, but I don't think that they're over the top, that it prevents people from coming to become foster parents.
And the PRIDE training that was mentioned? Patzlaff explains.
Parent Resource for Information Development Education is what PRIDE stands for. And it's 30 hours of curriculum, both in person and online. And really, it's a variety of topics. We talk about grief. We talk about parenting. We talk about trauma, connections. It's just a lot of information. And then there's individual training that happens as well. So we have a minimum of 4 home visits that occur. There's an individual that goes into the home doing visits with the family, gathering information, and doing more one-on-one education and teaching as well.
And it's more than inviting a child into your home and care. Foster care needs do vary, and in some cases, a level of therapeutic foster care is appropriate. Lambert describes the Abbott House approach.
We actually train our families as well, but we hire them and they live in a house that we provide them. This couple comes to us, we hire them to live in a house and with our children, and then we provide additional therapy, respite time for the parents, vacation time, benefits. So it's a little different perspective than what the other programs are, just especially for hard-to-place children that maybe have a few more challenges. But I will also say that even if we are looking at a family, we want them to take a look at, you know, is this a fit for you? We let them shadow our families that are doing the work right now to see if it's something they'd really be interested in.
At Lutheran Social Services, Amy Witt says therapeutic care is community-based.
Our therapeutic homes are families that are living in their community in their own homes, that we are going to their home to license and do that home study piece of it. So our families are trained at a little bit of a different, have some additional training, a different level of training than a basic foster home like through the Department of Social Services. So they're able to be licensed at that higher level and treatment level care and have additional skills to work with youth that have some additional behavioral or emotional needs, developmental needs, sometimes medical needs. And so we help them get those additional skills.
Children's Home Society also has a therapeutic foster care program. But for as much as foster parents can be prepared to share their homes, Patzlaff says there isn't any training for the children involved.
You know, the hard part is I don't think foster kids are prepared. I mean, I don't know how you prepare someone for leaving their home and usually abruptly in an emergency situation. You know, there's a lot of things that are happening in their home that's leading to that, too. So I think really what it is preparing the individuals that care for the children once they are in care and making sure that we are educated on trauma, educated on grief, helping these children acclimate, and then making sure that we do our due diligence to make sure they still have connections with their family. Because even if their family, they can't live with their family for safety, family is still vitally important to these kids.
Again, the overall goal is to try to keep siblings together and reunification with families. But in a small percentage of cases, that's just not possible. In 2018, the Department of Social Services finalized 173 adoptions of children who were in foster care. And just over half of those were adopted by their foster families. For In the Moment, I'm Larry Rohr.